This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. counterterrorism officials have been increasingly worried that Islamic State fighters captured as the terror group's caliphate collapsed in Syria will find their way back to the battlefield. That concern, they say, is most acute for the approximately 2,000 foreign fighters who are being kept in a state of limbo, held in makeshift prisons run by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, as their home countries refuse to take them back. For months, U.S. officials at the State Department and Pentagon have urged countries, especially those who joined the coalition to defeat IS, to repatriate and prosecute their citizens or residents who left to fight for the self-declared caliphate. But those pleas have largely gone nowhere, as European countries especially have raised concerns, arguing their legal systems will not allow for the successful prosecution of the IS fighters. Turkey's interior minister says that they will begin to repatriate captured Islamic State militants to their home countries as of Monday. Emily Spickel reports.
Turkey has long criticized its European allies for refusing to take back Islamic State fighters who are their citizens. And on Friday, the country's interior minister warned they were taking matters into their own hands, saying Turkey would start sending back captured jihadists from Monday, even if their citizenship had been revoked.
We're telling them, we'll repatriate these people to you, and we're starting as of Monday. We'll repatriate these people no matter what they do. They'll object and say we revoked their citizenship. Do whatever you want with them.
The announcement comes as a senior Kurdish leader warns the European Union could face a wave of returning battle-hardened Islamic State fighters from Syria.
That is Reuters' Emily Spickel reporting. This is